streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Music from the score to Da Vinci's Demons, that main title cue right there, won composer Bear McCreary his first Grammy Award. Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio's review of the rest of 2013's film, television, and video game scores. Another television score that continued to impress was music from the Spanish television show Isabel, which began its second season in 2013. Federico Ucid returned to score the show. Ucid's first season score was on my best of list in 2012, and the second season is just as impressive. Again, another score that almost made my top 10 of 2013 list. We'll feature for you a wonderful cue from that show to open up this suite. My favorite Danny Elfman score of 2013 was to the family adventure film Epic, another Blue Skies production. That was directed by Chris Wedge, who also directed Ice Age and Robots. Since Wedge's composer of choice was on a break, that being John Powell, of course, Danny Elfman was brought on board to fill the void. Elfman wrote a score that was energetic, thematic, loud, with massive choral backing and thunderous percussion. The Pursuit Cue sums up my feelings perfectly about this score. Lastly in this suite, we'll play music from one of the most enjoyable albums of the year, featuring music from one of the worst films of the year. Now You See Me is a magical heist film that features a script that really doesn't even believe half the things it's telling you, directed by a director who is equally confused as to what the film's tone is, which unfortunately gets translated into the music, which as standalone music is just fine. But as a film score, it's rather misguided. One of the coolest aspects of this score, though, was a homemade video that composer Brian Tyler made of himself playing the drums to the very piece that we're going to play for you called The Now You See Me Suite. And now music from Isabel by Federico Ucid, Danny Elfman's Epic, and Brian Tyler's Now You See Me.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a suite from Now You See Me by Brian Tyler. You also heard in there a track from Danny Elfman's Epic. And we opened the suite up with a lovely cue from a Spanish television show called Isabel. It's in its second season, featuring original score composed by the incredibly talented Federico Useed.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
That was the quick main title piece from Aaron Zygmunt's score to Escape from Planet Earth. A pretty entertaining score if you get a chance to listen to it. Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. We're featuring the rest of 2013. I really hope you're enjoying today's program. Up next is music from a pretty entertaining comedy starring a boatload of comedic talent. This is The End. It was directed by Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg in their directorial debut, starring an ensemble cast including Rogen, James Franco, Jonah Hill, Jay Burchell, Danny McBride, and Craig Robinson as fictional versions of themselves in the aftermath of a global apocalypse. The score for the film was composed by Henry Jackman, a score that is arguably one of his very best efforts. Like all really good comedic scores, This Is the End plays the comedy straight. Jackman's score would fit perfectly in a gothic horror film. This is a bold, gigantic, fully orchestral and choral score that, again, like some of the tracks we've played on the program today, just narrowly missed out on my year-end top 10 list. Right after that, we'll jump into a solid telling of the Jackie Robinson story called 42, starring Chadwick Boseman and Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford was really good in this movie. The score for the film was composed by Mark Isham, who is no stranger to sports films, having worked on Miracle. Isham composed yet another inspiring score, capped off with the score's climactic cue, simply called Jackie Robinson. The suite ends with newcomer Laurent Equim. Equim, a French composer, worked on two films in 2013, Winnie Mandela and Copperhead, and both received extremely positive reviews from the film music community, earning the Best Newcomer of the Year by the International Film Music Critics Association. Copperhead, to me, was the most satisfying work of the two, which was written for Ronald F. Maxwell's American Civil War epic. And now, music from This Is the End by Henry Jackman, 42 by Mark Isham, and Copperhead by Laurent Equim. We'll be right back. Music from Copperhead by Laurent Equim, 42 by Mark Isham, and This Is the End by Henry Jackman.
The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound. River of Life, from Sarah Klass's impressive score to the BBC Earth documentary, Africa. A fantastic documentary score.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound Radio. My name is Eric Woods. Hope you're enjoying today's program. We're featuring a review of the rest of the scores of 2013 that didn't make the top 10 list. Our last extended suite comes from the retelling of The Great Gatsby by director Baz Luhrmann and starred Leonardo DiCaprio and Tobey Maguire. The score for the film was written by Luhrmann's frequent collaborator, Craig Armstrong. Armstrong wrote a strong score for the film. It's lovely, passionate, and majestic. And as a special treat for you Cinematic Sound listeners, we have a suite comprised completely of commercially unavailable music. You won't find this music anywhere else, folks. I really hope you enjoy it. And now, The Great Gatsby by Craig Armstrong.
Thank you.
a suite of commercially unavailable music from Craig Armstrong's Strong Score to The Great Gatsby. I really hope you enjoyed that. We have to take a break, but when we return, we'll feature more music from the year that was 2013. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to Cinematic Sound with your host, Eric Woods.
Music from the highly entertaining children's adventure TV series Legends of Chima, which is based on the very popular Lego toys. These Lego TV shows are actually a lot of fun to watch. My kids are addicted to Lego Ninjago, and they've also enjoyed Legends of Chima, which features a spectacular adventure score by Danish composer Anthony Lado. Well, we've come to the end of the program, but we're going to end it with a bang. We're going to play the brilliant arrangement of the William Tell Overture from The Lone Ranger, which was arranged and actually brilliantly arranged by and orchestrated by Jeff Zanelli. This was easily one of my favorite cues of 2013. I really hope you enjoyed the program today. If any questions, comments, or concerns, please leave them in the comments box, or you can email me at cinematicsound@yahoo.com. More great shows are coming up on the site, so stay tuned. Thank you very much for joining me for today's program, and we'll see you next time.